You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast.
Holla, we the boys. Holla, 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 we making noise, holla.
Yo, Tish, holla, that's that beat.
Holla, 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 we the boys. Holla, we the boys. Holla, 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 we making noise, holla. Holla, we the boys.
Hey, good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. Quick podcast. Again, always trying to get you motivated to get involved in the politics of your office. And if you understand or understood just a little better, I guarantee you would get excited about trying to make a change. Before I start my podcast, I want to give like a old school gas face to our plant manager. Let me tell you why I call it the old school gas face. For years, at least a year and a half, I've been asking my MDO, Tour 1 MDO, I'm sorry, Tour 2 MDO, and the manager of implant support before she retired, is it possible to have my bid moved from a 8:30 to 5 to a 6 to 2:30 like the other drivers? Background information, I'm a level 5 driver. I drive Tour 2 on the apps. There are four drivers, four the bids. Three start at 6 to 2:30. One accident. Tour 2 apps bid was designed to be 8:30 to 5. Now listen to me carefully. Tour 2 apps, 8:30 to 5, because the Tour 2 apps driver was supposed to go to the North Dock to bring mail in. Yeah, I know, it's just too easy to say, well, why don't you put a dock bid up to do that? But, so I'm on an 8:30 to 5, I've asked the MDO, I've asked the plant manager, I've asked the prior manager of implant support, can I switch that bid? And let me go a little further. The driver who had that bid before me asked to have it changed also. So it's definitely needing to be changed. I go there and ask the plant manager. He gives me, I don't know where they get their operational knowledge from, but if you're talking to somebody who knows operation, it's not even worth listening to. But nonetheless, they won't change it. Let me tell you, 6 to 2:30, you know how as a craft employee, some people like starting times, some prefer days off, then some prefer sections. Well, of that group, I prefer a 6 to 2:30. Doesn't really matter what job I'm going to end up doing, but if I can stay 6 to 2:30, that complements the rest of the day pertaining to my life and career outside of the post office. But nonetheless, they wouldn't do it. And let me tell you what happened. So I bid from my 8:30 to 5 to a 6 to 2:30. I bid from a level 5 to a level 4. Again, 6 to 2:30 is what's most important. As soon as I bid from that bid, before they posted it, because the plant manager and I have conversation, we laugh and joke.
Sometimes. Yeah, we chuckled it up. Yeah, we chuckled it up before.
I thought we were laughing and joking. He cold told me. He said, now that you're gone, we're going to change that bid. And let me tell you something. I'm saying it in this context, but I believed it to be a joke then, and I still believe it to be a joke now, even though it happened. So the next day, what happens to that 8:30 to 5 bid that I've been begging my MBO and upper management to move to 6 to 2:30? As soon as I bid off of it, they change it. Now, gotta say this. That's why I said this is an old school gas face. I guess I had that coming, huh? But to the employees in Columbus, Ohio, do you know why I have that coming? Because I represent you. outside of union boundaries. Yeah, I represent you. So because of what I do, that was their way of saying, hey, Ken, take that and go on over to the flat unit. And again,
this is what postal management does. I understand it. And this is why I communicate with them in the manner that I choose to.
And because I represent employees in Columbus, and our plant managers know, I won't hesitate to escalate above his level.
So, you know, it's a small price for me to pay to be able to provide guidance to postal employees. Let me appeal to all postal employees. Now, well, let me reduce that just a little bit, because I'm trying to put together a message to headquarters, and I can't work with everybody. So how about for right now, if I'm going to limit this to just three states, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. Listen very carefully, please. I've been in contact with postal headquarters with respect to our level, local levels, the plant levels, not acknowledging what is known or what is directed by Mr. Doug Tolino to be a liberal leave policy. Now, if you really are interested in bringing about some kind of change in your work environment, let me tell you what we can do here. Because I've already began communications with postal headquarters about liberal leave, with respect to the main emphasis that we talked about, what I asked about was discipline being given for attendance issues. And during this leave, liberal leave policy, that should not be happening. So if you are a person who received attendance-related discipline, I think it's Elm chapter 5:11. If you've received discipline based on that, listen, please contact me. Now, again, I can't help everybody, so I'm going to try to limit this to Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Once I have about, and I don't need a bunch, about maybe 10 or so cases, I'm going to look at them. I'm going to respond back to headquarters, because see, what happened was headquarters sent a response, I guess an action note to the district office. The district office had to make a phone call down to Columbus and ask questions and then respond back to headquarters. But let me tell you, what they responded back to headquarters with is not actually what's happening in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm sure it's not happening in your area either. So I have access to communications with postal headquarters. If you are in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and you receive discipline for attendance-related issues, please contact me at Kenneth Hodge, one word, at npmhu304.com. Now, let me just say that again. Kenneth Hodge, one word, no space, at npmhu304.com. Now, let me tell you something, okay? I know that email address may be a bit misleading because I have my local npmhu304, but that's going to change later on. But understand, I do not, and again, and I only say this in this manner, not that I want to separate myself from the union, but I have to make that clear, because we got some characters in our union that like to hear what I'm saying and twist that around. So when you hear me make emphatic statements like, I do not represent the unions, I'm not anti-union, but I just got to make that statement so those who like to play little games can't play that game. But if we are concerned about the liberal leave policy with discipline, and I'm going to add just another nuance. If you are requesting changes of schedules that you are not getting, contact me at that email address, because if I have 10, 15 people that I could put together, put that information together and send it to headquarters, guess what? Now we have people looking and listening to what it is we're saying. And let me tell you something. I'm not trying to do what your union should be doing. I'm just doing what I think.
Who's paying mail handler?
I think that I'm just doing something in addition to what the union is already fighting. I can't fight on that level. They have way more resources than I can ever hope to. But again, where I am in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, because of the access I have to postal headquarters, if you communicate with me, and again, you can still communicate the same information to your unions. I'm not trying to sidestep anybody. I'm just saying we can bring a different focus to this liberal leave issue, because right now, I don't care who stands up and says anything, postal management is not adhering to the headquarters directive about a liberal leave policy, and I want to do something about it. And I can only do it if it affects enough people and they get motivated and want to link up, pool our resources together again, just as we address a single issue. And that issue is liberal leave policy. We're not talking about good management, bad management. All we're talking about is liberal leave policy. So Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, if you feel that you've got some situations that show where the post office is not adhering to what headquarters directed, come on, let's get together and let me present this to postal headquarters on behalf of mail handlers. And again, not in lieu of, but in addition to what our union is already doing. So come on, let's keep this in perspective and let's just work on trying to get some stuff fixed here. Because let me tell you something, if it was fixed, it wouldn't exist. I guess that's the best way I can say it. But since it's here, again, I'm trying to add an additional manner in which we can address it. All you got to do is contact me. And let me tell you something, why I require the email. I get phone calls, I get texts, I get a lot of things from a lot of mail handlers, not just in Ohio, from around the world, asking me to do things. And let me tell you something about Kenny Hodge. If I can, I'm going to.
So if you would just email me
your liberal leave violations, it allows me to organize that and put together a cohesive message to headquarters that let headquarters or further informs headquarters that there is a disconnect from what it is you are saying and what it is they at the local plant levels are doing. That's all I'm trying to accomplish. My name's Ken Hodge, and again, tell a phone, tell a friend about this Kenny Hodge podcast. I've got a lot of postal managerial experience, and I think I was a pretty decent manager when I was in there for over 27 years. Plant operations, delivery, and some things you just don't lose. And I didn't lose any of that skill set, but my focus is 100% on trying to show all crafts of employees, particularly my mail handlers,
my support,
that what management does
unions
is not correct in a lot of cases, and how
member
we can address
it.
I feel
member
the need
fight
to
for the union.
Just stress once again
for employee
that
rights.
My effort here
that
is
union
sincere.
Member.
My effort here is to work independently, but parallel to what our union is doing. Now, what I'm doing is I'm trying to get us motivated. I'm trying to get us excited about something. I'm trying to get us to understand that postal headquarters said we have a liberal leave policy, and I need postal employees, mail handlers, clerks, letter carriers to show headquarters that it's not being adhered to, and maybe that guidance will be adjusted. And then we'll have that liberal leave policy that headquarters so directed. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. Yeah, I'm up on the soapbox about getting this done, but I can't do this without your support. Maybe you don't want to write the email, but you know somebody who's affected by noncompliance. Please have them reach out to me. I'm telling you, there's strength in numbers, and I guarantee we can get some movement or get a different focus on what this policy is supposed to do for postal employees. Hey, Kenny Hodge, have a great day. I'll get at you tomorrow.